Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? Winning cures everything. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
And this is the NFL Gambling Pick Show for week number 8. You are doing fine.
Fine?
I am not.
I'm not making money yet.
You're making money. Better lose money. I'll tell you that. I am 2-3. Well, I went 2-3 last week. Lost $127.05. Chris went 3-2. He won $36.55. Overall, I am 16-22. I'm down 9.32 units. Chris is 18-16. He is up 4.95 units.
You know who did really well last week?
Who?
IDR Smith. He was in our football picks contest. He went 9-1 against the spread. He got himself a $50 steak dinner down at Fitz Casino. He got himself a $25 free play, etc. We got some prizes coming up this week. You can go enter for free. Put in your email. Put in your name. Spend a couple of minutes making the picks. It's all multiple choice. Just pick one side or the other. And you can win some cool prizes, too, from Tunica, Mississippi. The South's premier sports gambling destination. They bring you the show every single week. You can find more information about all six of their sports books over at tunicatravel.com. They got some good stuff going on down there. Like we're obviously big fans. We love Tunica. And they treat us well. They will treat you well. Go check them out. tunicatravel.com. Let's talk about our NFL gambling picks. You have got more than me this week.
I've never done that.
No, you have not. Well, you did in college last week.
Well, college last week, yeah.
But
that was the first time, too.
But it don't happen often.
No, very rare. I play very few games, which I think helps me pick a little better.
Yeah.
Just narrow my window down, but I like a lot of games this week.
Well, go ahead and get us started, buddy. Let's fire in.
We have rules.
Yeah, we do.
I live by these rules. We bet against bad teams. There's a lot of good teams playing bad teams this week.
Yes, there are.
That's why I see a lot of lines that I like, which is strange. Not a lot of dogs. That's okay. I'm going to Atlanta. And I think Hustle and Bustle and Russell are going to take a little bit of frustration out of that hard-fought loss when Baltimore came to town. And I think they're going to beat the hell out of the Falcons. The line is 3.5.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's not one of my picks.
So I will take...
But I do like that.
$75 on Seattle.
$75 at minus 110?
Yep.
Minus 110. All right. First one up for me. It's also a $75 bet. I got a lot of faith in this team.
Okay.
Now, if they bite me again, I'm going to be real mad. But the Eagles are going to Buffalo. I love the Bills in this spot. Bills -1.5. $75. I think Josh Allen looks fine. I think this defense is going to shut down Carson Wentz. There's just something about this Eagles team right now that they ain't clicking. Something's wrong. And I don't think that going to Buffalo is the place to get it fixed. So if you are capable of getting destroyed by the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, you definitely... capable of losing by more than 1.5 at Buffalo. And I think that that's going to happen this weekend. Give me $75 on the Bills at -1.5 at minus 110. What's your next one?
Going to Jacksonville. Team I think is okay. Pretty good.
Yep.
This team I think is really bad. The New York Jets and Sam Darnold seeing ghosts. Throwing for 1 million interceptions.
Yeah, yes.
He doesn't need to throw for all those interceptions. He didn't have to. Gardner Minshew, this team, they're going to cut this team up. I just don't think the Jets are good. I have no idea on how or why they were able to beat the Cowboys and beat them up the way they did. But I don't think that's going to happen again for the rest of the season to anybody. Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars as -5.5 for $50.
I have literally got the exact same bet.
There you go.
Right here. Jags -5.5. I think the exact same thing here. I think that this Jaguars defense is pretty good. I think Darnold is having problems after coming back from having mono and whatever else. He don't look right. Like, he did okay against, like, how about this? He looked good against the Cowboys, but did he really? They had like 4 explosive plays, and that was about it. Like, those plays look good. Mm-hmm. Everything else, not super efficient. Like, it was a statistical anomaly. I don't think the Jets are good at all.
No, I don't either.
And I think that the Jags really want this win. Sure. And I think they're going to go out and they're going to get it. Jags -5.5, $50. What's your next one?
Best game of the weekend. Panthers going to the 49ers. Love San Francisco. Love what San Francisco has been doing. But I think 5.5 points is too much to give up to a Panthers team. I think this Panthers team is real good. They're not a bad team. And so you can't just lay all those points. So I like Carolina.
What you got, 50?
Yep.
I've got the exact same game. We've got 3 of the same game, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, Panthers +5.5 here. I mean, I've got $50 on it. Like, I do love the 49ers. But these two teams look very not similar, but like, they're both really good.
They're both really good.
And
right. I agree.
It's an afternoon game. Like, I think the Panthers can keep this thing close. I like the 49ers to win it. But would it surprise me if the Panthers win?
I would say it wouldn't shock me if the 49ers fall to this one.
Yeah. I think this is a good spot.
Game here and there is going to happen in the NFL.
Yeah. So I agree. I'm taking Panthers +5.5. Go ahead. It's your next one.
Moving on down the line here. I love this Indianapolis Colts team. I've been on them all season. I'm not getting off this train. They bucked me one time against the Raiders. After that, they've been a winning machine, a covering machine. They get the Denver Broncos coming to town. It's a bad football team. A bad football team.
Yeah.
Against a really good, a world-class football team. -6. Got to lay a touchdown almost. Okay. That doesn't scare me. I'm all right with that. I'm a big boy. They can do it.
Yeah. I agree with you. What you got on 50?
$50.
$50. So other than Seattle, everything else is going to be 50?
Probably.
Okay. I'll let you decide at the end.
The answer to that is yes.
Okay.
It's just easy for you.
Okay.
Easier for me.
Anything's easy. Just tell me afterwards and we good with it.
I'm not going to remember what I say.
Next game up for me. I have got the New England Patriots at home against the Browns. What we saw on Monday night was complete and utter humiliation. And I think that it happens again this week.
I agree.
I think that Baker Mayfield is going to be so confused by this defense. Because this New England defense is other world kind of stuff. And I don't think Baker's ever seen anything like this.
I don't either.
And, you know, what Browns, all flashy, everything like that. Like, I don't know why you would ever think.
It's not about flash, though.
No, it's first-year head coach and a quarterback that apparently loves to give the ball away against a team that, I mean, this is the all-time winningest coach. And a defense that loves to take the ball.
Sure.
Like, I think the Patriots are going to have way more opportunities with the football than the Browns will. I love this line. I'm getting less than 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
Like, I got $100 on the Pats -13. Like, yep. You started doing it early. And I just didn't want to believe that they could possibly be that good. This is the best team in the NFL, and it's not even close.
Yep.
Like, this team, like, if they go far enough into this season, You think Tom ain't looking at maybe going undefeated?
Well, yeah.
I know it's really difficult. I know.
But they play one game at a time better than anybody else.
Yes. No, 100%.
How do you go undefeated?
You win every game.
You play one game at a time.
I understand
that. They're just
that.
Trying it's, to go one. I'm, no, saying, I'm not saying. Yeah, I agree with you.
They go far enough into the season. They're not going to have one of those where, like last year, they just kind of go through the motions at Detroit.
Yeah, because they lost early, though.
Yeah.
No, they lost. They lost before they lost to Detroit.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Detroit was, what, their third loss?
But it, I guess it was, yeah. Yeah. But either way, that's what I'm saying. They haven't lost this season. And they were that close to going undefeated before. And I'm just, you know, it's out there.
What Bill's doing right now, I've never seen or heard of before. I've got the exact same bet. I put it out there on Twitter in the middle of the game last night during the Monday Night Football game. If you think this is bad, look, as much as fun we want to make as the Jets, Adam Gase is a real head coach. Freddie Kitchens is not. He's not. He is out of his league. He is out of his depth, okay? And the separation between what Bill is going to do to him and what he did to Adam Gase is not a lot. It could be worse. And if you think Baker's better than Sam, look, I thought he was a hell of a lot better than Sam based on what I saw last year.
But that don't appear to be the case.
The talent Sam has compared to the talent Baker has, not close. Not close. Sam hasn't been as bad as Baker.
You, all right, so I'm guessing you're taking the Pats?
Yes.
What, $50?
Yeah, $50. All right. No, I'll do 100 with you. You going to do 100? I'm going to do 100.
I'm doing 100.
Then I'm with you.
Let's do it.
I'm in Let's with do it. You.
So, because I think this is easy money. Like, I don't see where it is.
I mean, the Browns' defense is legit.
Yeah.
But at some point in time, can the defense help if, you know, if they're on the field constantly?
No, you're right. You're right. Last game up for me, I have got the Thursday night game. The Redskins at the Vikings. I think the Redskins are putrid. I think they are terrible, and I think the Vikings are hitting on all cylinders. Kirk Cousins has looked like a completely different quarterback, not to mention the fact that he is at home. I mean, Dalvin Cook going to be running all over the place in this game. I love the Vikings here, -16. I know it's a big number, but it's one less than one of the key numbers, and I feel good about that. So, I got $50 on it at -110, the Vikings -16 against the Redskins. Redskins, this may be tank time. It may be tank time.
This is the FU game from Cousins to Washington.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going to destroy this team.
I think I agree with that. My last bet, Tampa Bay +2.5 going to the Titans. I don't think this Titans team knows what in the hell is going on. They are lucky as anything to win last week. Tampa had 2 weeks to prepare. I know the bye week's probably 50-50. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
But Bruce Arians is a real head coach. You give him Byron Leftwich, Todd Bowles, this kind of opportunity to get ready, to get rested. I'm going to tell you this. Tampa's defense is going to stamp up. They're going to man up. Titans offense and moving the ball.
I think you're right.
James doesn't give it away too much. They're going to win this game easy. They're going to win it. I'm catching 2.5. Give me $50 on the Bucks.
It is interesting that you closed out with the Bucks because, as he does every week, we are about to be joined by Mr. TJ Reeves, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter. You can find him on Twitter at boom.
Excuse me, guys.
There we go. I think I got him that time.
Sorry. I apologize. You can just keep it muted. We're done.
I guess we are. Let's see. So, yeah. Tampa Bay Bucks sideline reporter TJ Reeves. You can find him on Twitter at Bucks Sideline Guy. Go download his podcast, Three Dog Thursday Podcast. Comes out every Thursday morning. He does a fantastic job. We hop on there with him, of course. He's great. He's awesome. Here he is. And on with us, like every week, of course, to talk a little NFL action, we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter, Mr. TJ Reeves, from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. Grab him on Twitter, at Buck Sideline Guy. TJ, you're coming up to our neck of the woods, right?
Absolutely. Make way. Part the Red Sea. roll out the red carpet, any other metaphor, Buccaneers and the Tennessee Titans in an epic showdown upcoming in Nash, Vegas. So I will be in your part of the world with the Bucs off the bye week, and let's hope things go better on this continent than they did 2 weeks ago on the European continent for the Bucs in London against Carolina, boys.
That Titans defense is something else. I mean, they are very opportunistic. We'll call it that. Very opportunistic. Did you watch them at all against the Chargers?
I did. I saw that game. It was a wild game. It's a rare bye week where I get to sit at home with the red zone just like everybody else and watch the games. And is Melvin Gordon still laying at the 1 foot line? Because he was there for a while on two consecutive plays. Have we confirmed whether they scooped him up yet in time for this Sunday's Buccaneers Titans game?
I think he may still be there.
Job keeping him out of the end zone. Yeah,
he may still be there.
It's interesting how that game ended, and of course we're going to pay a lot of attention to the Titans all week here. Get ready for this game because. On the field, the officials gave the Chargers the go-ahead touchdown not once but twice on the Eckler catch, and then replay overruled it. And then the Gordon first attempt, they called it a touchdown,
and then overruled it
on replay. And then they stopped him again. What a stand by the Titans! And so this now my Bucs head in there off the bye week, boys.
It's sure to be a fun time, of course, because nobody has any idea what to expect from the Titans. And we also have no idea what to expect from the Bucs either. So I refuse to bet on the Titans again this season. Maybe next year. We'll see. But right now, I've got no idea what to make of this team with Ryan Tannehill or with Mariota or anybody else. Like the offensive line is awful. The defense is pretty good. And some weeks they got it, some weeks they don't. So let's jump into another interesting game. A really, really big line. The Pats have been killing everybody.
Oh.
But the Browns, you know, they're coming into Gillette. They're coming into Foxborough. They're getting 13 points. They've got playmakers on defense. I mean, on offense. They've got, well, I guess on defense as well.
They've got playmakers on defense.
They got playmakers everywhere. So, you know, it's not like the Browns are terrible. I mean, could they possibly come up? Is this something that maybe you're going to get into on Three Dog Thursday?
You are on the right track. Obviously, we were talking on the college segment, a plug for the Winning Cures college picks, that a Wisconsin game with Ohio State at Ohio State, and everybody look at that big line. It's attractive, and I can't explain why. It's the same thing here with the Browns off the bye week. New England just dismantled the Jets on Monday night. Here we're joking again. If you left the Jets alone in the stadium for the rest of Monday night into Tuesday morning, would they have ever scored, even by themselves? They looked that bad. I still can't figure out how they beat the Dallas Cowboys a week and a half ago, as bad as they looked on Monday night. And I know some of it is the Patriots, but still, if you're looking at a spot where everybody would say, oh, stay away from the Browns, the Patriots are going to kill them, this is the kind of game. And Chris, am I playing your song here? I know you're sliding towards the Browns. You were at their game with the Rams earlier this year. I think they can hang in here with New England. I'm not saying win the game, but they might give the Patriots some problems and make this a game on Sunday. Or do you think that I'm just totally full of it here on this game?
I watched Bill Belichick take a second-year quarterback and a first-year head coach with a new team, and I saw him beat them like a drum. And Adam Gase knows him. Adam Gase has been in this division. He's not a first-time head coach. I think what he is going to do to Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield could get biblical.
Firing brimstone, locusts.
Yeah,
it could be that bad.
I mean, I really do. Listen, Baker doesn't need any help throwing picks, and he's throwing them to teams that can't intercept the ball.
They have allowed one touchdown pass, the Patriots, and that was kind of the fluke one on the Thursday night that Golden Tate bobbled and caught and took off and ran in the end zone. They've allowed one touchdown pass, and they have like 18 or 19 interceptions.
Yes.
It's a 1-18 ratio.
Hang on. The Patriots defense has only given up 3 touchdowns the entire year. One pass, 2 rushes in the Redskins game. That's it.
But isn't this an argument for, it makes no sense, but welcome to the NFL. That same Jets team that looked so hapless and pathetic put it on the Dallas Cowboys the previous week. The Rams, who had lost three games in a row, rolled into Atlanta and destroyed the Falcons. This league is tough to figure out week to week for no explained reason. So I'm going with the, okay. I don't have a real valid reason. I'm playing a gut here. I'm playing a hunch that Cleveland's got the weapons to hang in, and maybe New England takes them a little lightly. They're a little overconfident, shorter week. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, good luck to you. I'm just telling you. Those things happen for everybody. There are 31 teams that makes sense for.
Right.
But Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are just one that just doesn't seem to ever get got. They lose. They lose all the time. And they're used to losing to, like, non-playoff teams. Last year,
right,
all four losses were to teams that didn't make the playoffs. So, you know, it's not impossible. And they're not going to run through the season undefeated. But, you know, I just – Freddie Kitchens is an abomination to coaching.
Oh, right, he's already writing him off. Just light a candle for me in the window when it gets to be 17-0, 24-0, 29-0, or whatever it's going to be.
Look, if Baker didn't throw the ball to the other team against bad defenses, and now he's playing a team that has picked off more people than anyone on the planet – then, you know, yeah, we'd have a different conversation. So good luck to you.
Can I just take a few seconds here and just take a two-handed figurative swing at Derek Carr,
yeah,
of the Raiders? Because last week I had them on Three Dog Thursday at Green Bay. And on that play at the end of the first half where he's diving for the pylon with the ball in the offhand, the wrong hand, the left hand, and fumbles it out of the back of the end zone, that's a play that he made a year ago and screwed up, and it got a huge amount of attention and coverage on, you can't do this. You cannot risk the field position in the moment. At the moment that fumble happened, they were second and goal on that play, and it's a 14-10 game. I don't know that they would have stopped Aaron Rodgers any different, but that game would have been a different game. I'm here to tell you, it would have been a different game if they had gotten in the end zone, if he doesn't fumble that ball. So that was frustrating to me for Three Dog Thursday purposes last week. So I am soured right now on my man John Gruden and his Raiders, at least for this weekend. I'm staying away from them.
Can we talk about how that has to be the worst rule in all of sports? In any sport?
It's a bad rule. I agree.
If you fumble it from the 6-yard line to the 3-yard line, you say you cannot fumble a ball forward. Therefore,
right,
it goes back to the 6. But if you
exactly
fumble it from the 3-yard line to the end zone, then all of a sudden the other team
gets the ball to
the 20.
I got one even better for you. If that ball had rolled into the end zone and someone else had recovered it, it's not a touchdown.
That's what I'm saying. It goes back to the original spot because it cannot be fumbled forward. But if it can be fumbled forward
that
and go out of bounds, that doesn't make any sense at all. It's the worst rule in sports.
I think we agree.
I can't understand why they haven't changed it yet. I commiserate it with you. I had the Raiders as well. Gary, you had the Raiders too, didn't you?
I most certainly did.
I think we all three had them.
It was bad. But hey, I got to bow to you. I know you were in Chicago. I know you were in Chicago, you boys, last weekend. And Chris came on the show and said, Saints, 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 Saints. And you were right again.
100%.
And they have now won. I come on your show every week saying this. They've now won all 5 games with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback. They've won them with defense, with creative play calling, with special teams play. Sean Payton is the coach of the year right now. For what they have done without Drew Brees, it's remarkable. And you guys were right there in the Windy City to see it. Wow.
Yeah, we were definitely we were in Chicago. And now, as far as coach of the year, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's got a – he's giving him a run for his money right
Bill,
now.
Bill B has a defense that's only given up 3 touchdowns.
I understand, but didn't we say on your show, hasn't everybody said everywhere, they were in big trouble without Drew Brees and probably going to have a losing record? They've won every game.
Now, I think there are 4 candidates for Coach of the Year this year, and they're so close because of what they're doing and what they've done to this point. It's unbelievable. Frank Wright's the other guy that gets it. So it's so hard to say one guy deserves over the other, because if you see what they're doing and what they're capable of, it's been pretty impressive. And my Bucks plus 1,200 to win that division is not happening.
It's not looking good right now, but there's a long way to go here.
And the Saints
may run away and hide, but you never know because you haven't gotten into the mix of the division games yet either. We'll see on that one. But it'll be fun to watch the games unfold this weekend, and I'm looking forward to heading up to your part of the world there where my Buccaneers are an underdog. Will one or both of the Winning Cures guys jump on the Buccaneer bandwagon off the bye week? I'm curious to hear what you guys think now, on the show. I'm going to be listening.
You probably won't hear that one.
You might. Yeah, you might. Gary doesn't speak for both.
Hey, I'm just saying. Those are two teams that I just...
One of those teams I like betting on. I've bet on them a lot. That's fine.
Well, I can't stand them. I can't do it. All right, TJ, tell us what's on deck for Three Dog Thursday this week. I know I'm going to be on with you. What else are we looking at?
We're also going to talk with Anthony Beck, ESPN college football analyst. We'll talk a little college football, but Anthony is also part of the New York Jets radio and TV coverage. He was at the Meadowlands for that debacle on Monday, so he'll talk to us probably as much about how bad the Jets were or how good the Patriots were.
Did he happen to see Ghost too?
Yeah, he may have. I don't know if he saw Casper. I don't know who he saw, but it happens when you play New England. So I'm looking forward to talking with Anthony about that one and see what he thinks. I mean, he's a guy that used to knock around in that AFC East and go against the Patriots and the Dolphins and the Bills when he played for the Jets. And now that division. But, you know, then again, the NFL, Buffalo's got 5 wins. They're 5-1. They're hanging here in the early part of the season. Some of it is against weaker teams, but we look forward to talking with him, and we look forward to talking about underdogs this week on the show, some NFL doggies as well as some college doggies this week. And, Gary, I'm looking forward to having you guys on, and I want to say again publicly thank you to the Winning Cures guys. You guys have been great having me on and letting me help promote Three Dog Thursday. We vowed to be better this week. We're wiping away some of the bad underdog picks last week. We're looking to get back on the winning track this week.
You never look backward. You only look forward.
That's right. Only looking forward from last week. Only looking forward.
Absolutely. All right. So absolutely go and check out the Three Dog Thursday podcast. You can find TJ over at Buck Sideline Guy on Twitter. TJ, thank you for being here, man.
Always great to be with you, boys. Thank you.
All right, we appreciate TJ being in here with us. Of course, every week, go check out his podcast. He hops in with us. We hop in with him every week. It's a good relationship, good guy, good dude. So that is going to wrap up today's show. Go over to winningcureseverything.com. Check out all the great stuff that we've got over there, the football picks contest. Make sure you get entered before Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time. Go to tunicatravel.com. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Leave us some comments. Tell us what your picks are for the week, etc. I think that's going to wrap it up. Anything else? Nope. We're good. All right. We will see you all again next time. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.